Blog Talk Radio.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper your
hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome all of you to another fun Friday. We are on the air live and looking forward to doing some of those readings. I have a couple of really good announcements we're making. We are going to have a guest on today, one of our psychics, those of you who've listened in before, one of our very strong prophets, who is very gifted, very positive person, and one of those people you just really love and admire. I know you guys had asked for, and she's back, and it's Lady Palmer. She's right here. And how are you doing, Lady Palmer?
Oh, very well, thank you. All is well. Thank you for having me back today.
Thank you very much, Lady Palmer. We just we have had a lot of telephone problems. We've been joking with them. We went through the last couple months here on the blog. So those of you who are calling in on the 773-897-6461 number is the only number we have presently, and it seems to be disconnecting, and you have to call back. But the good thing is it keeps up so that I'll know with you who've called in, and I'll take the person that's been on the longest on the phone in order. And one thing, I welcome all of you to call in and speak with Lady Palmer, and I'm going to have Lady Palmer tell everyone who she is and what she does and introduce herself as a, you know, those of you who know her. I think a lot of you new fans will be interested in what Lady Palmer does.
Well, what I do is I call myself an intuitive, and that means that I can tune in, I can hear where you are and what needs to be or what wants to be spoken into your life right now, and just have a conversation about it with you and tell you very easily and very gently what that is, you know, and then evoke and receive your feedback and your dialogue with me, and we just really come to the core of those things in conversation very easily, very gently. And that's a part of what I do. I also give you gifting that helps to make your life easier. You know, that's who I am. My life work is almost like an angel. You know, and I know you don't hear that often, but it's very loving, very gently, and I often show up as an answer to prayer. So there it is, you know, there you have it. And Lady Palmer is my name.
Very excellent, very gifted person, very positive, and I want to thank you for, you know, graciously coming back with Psychics Gone Wild. It's been a couple weeks, actually, a little longer, maybe a month now, but Lady Palmer was on, and one of the really great things that we had was we had a lot of different people who were really impressed that Lady Palmer also, as you guys can hear here, has a very beautiful voice, and as a singer is very, very beautiful. She has... did a little blessings here and did some other work, and I want to thank everyone, and at this point I'm going to do that, ask each and all of you out there that we have been listening into Psychics Gone Wild to please give me a moment here and work with Psychic Jethro. I did Journey into the Light last night, and if you noticed, I was a little off, well, I was off key. I wasn't really my positive self, and I apologize. I'm experiencing some family things, and I'm really, you know, in the part about doing these shows, and the great part is we're here to help others, and I thank you for the grace of Lady Palmer coming in today, because I'm very much in with my faith, and I'm working a lot with the fact that I have a sick relative that's very very much in the hospital, and I'm working and doing a lot of prayers right there, and I really just want to thank everybody who calls in and welcome all of you guys. I am doing my own personal readings, and I have, if you call on my thing, I can go ahead and set up a time with you. But due to the situation right now, I am rescheduling pretty much everyone while this is going on. Those of you who know with Psychic Jethro, I have a very large family, and I am right now a lot of effort and work being put there, and I just to make sure, you know, that you get the quality reading, I'd like to have those of you who would like a reading to just schedule with me, and I will schedule later, because, you know, you always want to do it not only when you're in the right space, but also when you're in the energy. And you'll see here as Lady Palmer's going to start talking to some of the people on the phone, you know, it's a gift, and it's something that Lady Palmer's excellent at. It's something that I've done for years, and what I love with the angels is that our higher power is here working. So I thank all of you, and I want to really thank the fans last night that were just there cheering me on into Journey into the Light. And I've had a couple other shows that I've done here on Blog Talk Radio, and you guys have just been very positive. And this show, we have Lady Arango is going to be on here twice this month. We have Patty Negri, and we're just adding some really strong people. So, you know, Lady Palmer, I love when you say intuitive, and I have a question, a couple emails here, and then we'll go right to the phones, and I thank you guys that are waiting. Lady Palmer, one of the questions we had was that you had helped someone. She wrote that you had talked to her and helped her so much. How would she be able to get a personal reading from you? You did the phone on the show here with her, and she wrote me and was said that she listened to the show, and she couldn't find it in our archives, but it's there. So would you just tell her how that she can make contact, so if she'd like a personal reading, she can get one?
Well, you can call my number, which is 216-978-3775, and you can also contact me via email at ladypalmer@live.com. And I repeat, that is ladypalmer@live.com. So certainly give me a call at any time. Thank you. I'd be glad to help you. And Jethro, and we're going to take some time also for you, Jethro. So if you want to finish your, are there any more announcements or?
I feel that was it, you know, and that's pretty much the announcements I had. And thank you, Lady Palmer. I feel very grateful for you being here, and I thank you for the – I can feel your energy. You're a very good, positive individual who does this to help people. That's what, you know, is the key. And Lady Palmer is one of our very gifted people that she has been gracious enough to, when she helped me before coming on the show, and I can feel today her energy just puts a lot of white. And I know those of you who know with the spiritual, it's ironic that I think the thing for me is that it's I understand the other side, and from passing, and I have a child over there, and I have quite a bit of different other family. The hardest thing I've got today is I just really am putting out, I want this to be peaceful. This is a very hard situation. And those of you who know some of the different parts of sometimes with unfortunately the, you know, even with the medications and things, it's not always painless, and that's a lot of where a lot of my energy is going, is I'm doing a lot of this energy for my loved one to make sure this is, you know, an easy transition and the positive, and I'm putting a lot of my white work around there with the angels to make sure that they are not uncomfortable in any way.
That's beautiful, Jethro. And you know what, I would like to give your listeners an opportunity to bless you and to just send you positive energy like you've done for so many of us. So if we could just take a moment, Jethro's listeners, his mom is going through a very difficult time. He and his mom is ill and very ill. And I did say his mother. So you understand that that's a very intimate, heartfelt connection when it's your mom. So we just want to send Jethro some really, really positive, healing energy. Not saying that we're going to heal, we want to feel some healing energy, that there's peace and tranquility and goodness, you know, in their environment, all of it. So let's take a moment and we bless you, Jethro. We bless you. We send you positive light and positive healing energy and lots of combined love, combined love. We all together, we love you, Lord. We love you naturally and easily. And it supports you and your mom. And we send your loving mom peace and joy and tranquility and rest and satisfaction. You know, satisfaction. You know, whatever, with whatever transition is and how it is, we all send you love and light. So thank you for just those listeners, this whole audience. Thank you for supporting him and us in this way.
Thank you very much, Lady Palmer. I feel very welcome with that. And as we keep the things going here, I appreciate, I know that those of you have heard me speak, you know, of her and talk about, my mom's a very strong individual, very, very much. Very much, you know, with the Native American way, she only has done like aspirin. She's a very strong, strong individual. So for her to be going through even the fact of being around doctors or in a hospital is pretty intense. And a lot of my family, we're all putting a lot of work and prayers and making sure that she comes through it quick. And I just thank you for what you said there, Lady Palmer. You're a very good, positive person. And those of you who are listening who are putting your prayers, I can feel from the people listening today, I appreciate that. And, you know, thank all of you for being a support. I feel that's a lot of times with those of us who are intuitive in here. This is a spiritual path that, you know, we become so much stronger, enlightened by our gifts, that you begin to really feel differently about the whole spiritual realm and the whole part of it. And I do feel that as we were talking, I could feel with you guys, and I want to thank each and every one of you with the blessings, and I bless you back. And, you know, we... Psyche's Gone Wild is here going on and doing the work we've got. And I have a person on 941. You're on live on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. And my blessings to you and to your mother.
I apologize. Obviously, the phones are going. We've got 941.
Jethro? Hello?
We're going to take just a minute here and see
Jethro.
What's going on with our connection
Jethro.
There. Sometimes they do that, and then we'll get back.
Jethro, can you hear me? Because she is on. She's on the air. I can hear her talking.
Okay.
Hi, Lady Palmer.
Hi, honey. Hi. How are you? Let's see if we can. Jethro, can you hear her yet?
Now we got everything on good. Thank you, 941.
Okay. I was saying I send my blessings to you and to your mother for an ease of pain and love and light to her and positive energy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Lady Palmer, I was calling to see if you had any insight into any love or in that type of relationship for me coming in.
Any love or relationship for you coming in. Intimate love. You want intimate love. And how long have you been out of relationship?
Over 3 years now.
Okay. We're just going to have a little dialogue. Tell me, why did you end the last relationship? What happened with that?
I was to be married, and he became very abusive. He had a lot of personal issues that he needed to work with, and I am the mother to a couple of disabled children and did not need the extra stress, you know. And so I called it off, and then he got very abusive and violent, and so I really called it off after that. And that was the last one, and that was in 2009.
And how long had you been in that relationship?
About a year. Well, no, not a couple of years. A year and a half.
All right. Because you are such a soft, easygoing relationship. I'm asking this for a reason. Did you see any signs or indications that there was violence or abuse before the end, before you decided to call it off?
Yes.
Okay.
I did the right thing. And I felt very good about the decision that I made.
Yeah, you did the right thing. You did the right thing. And the only thing is that, we need to have a conversation kind of off the air. one part where we'll cover some more of those things. But, yeah, you're very soft and easygoing kind of individual. And
I think so.
You really are. And you have a good heart, but you could have really cut that relationship off even sooner than
I could have.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because you saw signs, and part of you felt like you could help, and a part of you just wanted to, didn't want to end it. You know, you're just real soft, maybe didn't want to make it too harsh on the other person and thought you could make it better. And all those things. Am I correct?
You are, yeah, bingo. You got it.
I know. And so during that three-year period that you were off relationship, it was strengthening you and giving you an opportunity to discover. Please tell me your name again. What's your name, honey?
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Okay. I had not told me that. It was giving you an opportunity to discover Catherine and who she is, and look over that past relationship, but not only that one, but others, and pick out of those things what you want and what you don't want, so you can be more in the direction that you want to go this time. So it was really kind of an intimate time with Catherine. And when you affirm and your feet are planted on the ground in that area and deciding what you want and what you don't want and what you won't have and what you would like to have, when your feet are planted, that's when that person is going to come. It's a person that's going to match your energy. Like someone I love very much says, Stephanie, it's going to match your energy. And that's good. I see it. His feet are also planted on the ground. So have you been dating at all?
I have been, just a little bit. Not too much. But there hasn't been anyone that really, let me say it again. I have met some nice people, but there hasn't been a soul connection or a really good heart connection. I've met some friends, though. So they weren't bad. They were just, it was nice to meet some people, but that was it.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? Because I am a gift giver. I'm a gift giver, like I said at the beginning of the show. So I'm going to give you a gift. But I'm going to give it to you, and you'll notice that it works. It'll be working. But you and I, Catherine, need to have follow-up conversations so I can explain and guide you more with this gift. But it's not. It's the gift of love and receiving love. I am going to gift you with attracting gentlemen into your life, into your aura. There are some people listening who I'm sure are smiling because I've given them the gift and they're just really having a nice time with it, a nice life around it. So mm-hmm. it's a gift of attracting gentlemen, and I do mean gentlemen. I mean gentlemen that are willing to listen to you, to listen to what you have to say. They care about what you're thinking about, you know, that they're paying attention and mm-hmm. just getting it. Nice guys that they're getting it, you know. And I see a communion. I see common things, you know, that you and I have common interests, common belief, even a common type of conversation. So that's what I'm giving you, a gift that will attract gentlemen like that. So you'll notice it. You mean the grocery store or something, and you'll look around and notice there's a gentleman smiling at you. He may even walk up to you and say a few things, or you'll be getting in your car and someone may stand there and offer to open the door for you. You're going to notice this gift, believe me. So,
thank you. That's a good gift to have.
You're very, very welcome. That's right, and we ladies deserve to have that, because there are gentlemen out there who show up that way. So, and it's fun. It's comfortable. So, Catherine, there you have it. But, again, you need to follow up with me, because there's more to that than you know, and I want to give it and have you have it, okay? But you do have it. You have it. You'll see it. So just slow down while you're out there and take a look around and call me.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Kat. You're welcome. Is there anybody else out there?
We've got Gussie. You're next, Gussie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Thanks for taking my call. Hi. I'm curious what you feel around about landing myself a prosperous and meaningful, purposeful new work position.
Okay. Well, you too. You also like to help people. And I see you with young teenagers, young teens, helping them. I guess they were on the age of 14 and even 12-year-olds, 12, 14, 15 in that area. You have a way, Dusty, to communicate. But there's a noise in the background. I don't know what that is. If you can stop.
How's that? It was some music.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, that's better. Thank you so much. Yeah, I see you. You have a way. Did you say Gussie? G-U-S-S-Y?
Yeah, but, you know, the work that you're describing isn't my work at all. That's not my direction. That's not my career, what you're describing.
Okay, what you asked me for was something purposeful and meaningful. And
well,
that's
I already know what that is. Those are the correct adjectives for the work that is my life work. The work that you're describing is not my life work.
Let's talk about it just for a minute. And I'm not saying that that's something that you're already doing. And I'm not saying that it's something that you ever seen or even considered before. But what I'm doing is opening up what I see with you. Let's go back a little while. And we're not going to negate what you are doing, but let's just walk on this just lightly, just a minute. Okay, can we do that, Jesse?
If you'd like.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. Just lightly. Can you think of a time in your life where even could be 20 years ago, where you really interacted with teenagers? I don't know if you ever had them or if you were in an environment, but you really interacted with them.
No.
You can't think?
Pardon? No, if it has happened, it's not, I can't think of it. There's been no occurrence.
Okay, because I'm thinking, what about when you were a teenager? What about when you, did you interact well then?
Did I interact with other teenagers?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in school with other students my age, so yes, I interacted with teenagers who were my age. classmates in the school.
Oh, you know, I wish that was kind of breaking up. I wish we could have heard that. If you could speak that one more time and
Yes, when I was in high school, I interacted with my four also teenagers.
You said you interacted with who other teenagers?
Teenagers, my peers.
Yes.
Teenagers.
Okay.
They were my classmates.
Oh, fantastic.
I was in high school, therefore they were the same age roughly that I was.
And how did that go? How were your interactions? Would you say, you know, you got along well? Were you friendly? Did they like you a lot? Were you, you know, how would you say that went?
I don't know where you're going with this. I really don't want to waste your time. I honestly don't. This is so far afield from my question and from my work. High school was so many years ago. Quite has no bearing on.
Okay, and we won't go there. We won't, because the phone call is interrupting too. But there's, I assure you, that there's, I don't know what it is that you're doing right now, but I assure you that there's something in line for teenagers. And but we'll talk about your work. Just tell me briefly, because the phone is breaking up, the system's breaking up so bad. What are you doing right now?
You know, I feel this is, I'm just going to let you go and take other callers.
I'm sorry that it went that way. I really, really am. And yeah, I wish we had more time, because I do want to talk about what you're doing for your line of work and just see how it all ties in together, because somewhere it does. But, okay, I will let you go, Dusty, and I'm sorry it went that way. I really am.
So, Psychic Jethro, and we all know today with the energy, and I'm glad when we're doing here, and I thank you, Lady Palmer, and I do like when you guys call in. Sometimes the best thing is to let the psychic, let Lady Palmer kind of get out a little bit, because as she was doing there, if you let the psychic go, it's leading into something. Now, I know a lot of you guys who've come in, I thank you for coming to Psychics Gone Wild, but, you know, we give you the courtesy of a free reading over the phone if you'll give us the courtesy of giving us at least 5 to 10 minutes to listen. And I do apologize, but if you've got outside phone things, it will affect the reading. I as a reader was here, can feel exactly, I don't know what was going on, but there was sounds behind you, Gussie, and I apologize. Some days, you know, it's a day to have it, and if there's outside things in your phone or other things happening, sometimes that's the guides. Sometimes the angels are saying, this isn't a time. And, you know, I had someone who told me they called 17 psychics and was pretty upset when they got a hold of me. And I said, well, I'm number 18 and I can't hear you. And I know this is frustrating, but remember, we are reading through there. And yes, we're not really hearing just the phone, but we need to have your energy and your permission from your guides. So I thank Lady Palmer. I'm sorry, Gussie, that happened. But I think sometimes when the phones are doing this, they're also, you know, this was a day that the phone was, it was hard to understand what was going on there. So we thank you, and we've got 850. Can you hear us? Psyche Gone Wild is here.
Hello?
Hello. 850?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, we're here. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Oh, fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Let me see if I can turn the volume.
What can we do for you, 850? What's your name, please?
My name is Jordan. I'm calling from Nevada. I wanted to know a little bit about what I'd like to know about career. Right now, I'm, you know, currently looking for something, and I just want to know what's going to come my way soon.
What's going to come your way soon? I feel like a multi-level marketing business is coming your way. Yeah. Have you done that?
I have not done that, but that is right up my alley. And wait, the reason I say that is because I'm kind of going to school for it.
Are you really? Yeah, I even have one in my mind that I think would be really, really good for you that I see coming. And that is Organo Gold.
I'm sorry, what is it called?
It's called Organo, O-R-G-A-N-O, Gold, G-O-L-D.
Organo Gold. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm definitely going to research that.
Yeah, you have the personality, you have the stance, your body posture is even good for representing a good product. And
okay.
The way you speak, people will listen to you. But once you tap into do your research, and I have some information. Call me when this is over. 216-978-3775. I'm going to give you more.
Hold on. 1 second. Okay. Can you run that number through one more time, please?
It's 216-978-3775.
Okay.
I'm going to plug you in to a very good source. I'm going to plug you in because you have, you know, even your mannerism, the way you dress, the way you stand, the way you talk, the way you present, that will be a very comfortable move for you. So you don't have to do anything in that area. You already have that. So you don't have to learn how to have the stance. Is that correct? Am I correct?
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. I know I am, because it feels nice. I'm looking right at you. It feels nice talking with you and giving you this, because you are in position and you're very, very ready. So it's at your door, at your door. Definitely call me. Now, you said you're taking classes for that. Explain that to me and the listening audience. What are you taking classes?
Well, right now I'm in the business program here at the University in Las Vegas. And a couple of my classes, well, most of my classes consist of marketing. It's either marketing or business law in order to get the core credits I need to graduate. But the marketing portion is really, really fun. It seems like a creative part, and it seems like something I already have, you know. So being creative and having fun at the same time is just, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You're right, it's something you already have. That's why I said it would be so natural for you. It's easy. You don't have to work it up. You don't have to get it created. It's already there. And I also think, Jordan, you know what? You are also, you're a good teacher. You're a good presenter. You get the point across. You're very clear in your presentation and conversation. So I see you at an easel and, you know, delivering information to an audience, to people. And it's being very, very clear and very, you're delivering. Now, a teacher, what a teacher does is they make sure that their message is delivered. They say it so that the listener can get it, can really get it. That's what you do. That's who you are. So all of this just fits you. It's a perfect fit. Would you say that? Would you say that? Are you clear on your delivery? Would you say that?
I am. Actually, a lot of my staff from my previous job, they told me that all the time. I used to hold a lot of meetings, and when I held my meetings, I used to be very precise and clear, and I allowed my staff to ask any questions if necessary.
Beautiful. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I just saw something spin around. It's like a turnaround. Something is turning around for you. And this phone conversation is very inspiring. It's fueling you like a jet plane, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, give me a call, would you? Let me write your name. Did you say Jordan? I know you're in Nevada.
That's correct, Jordan.
Jordan. Oh, Jordan. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, you keep my number, call me, and my email is ladypalmer@live.com. There's more for you. Wow.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Lady Palmer.
Thank you for calling in, Jordan. Okay. Are we there? Anyone there, Jethro?
520.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You're welcome. What is your name, please?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, I just wondered what you saw as far as the work energy in my life.
What do we see? What's sprinkling over you? Sprinkling over you. Water sprinkles. What is this? Hey, career. What do you like, Lisa? What do you like to do?
Oh, tons of stuff. I like to meditate. I like to talk to psychics.
So what do you like? You like outdoorsy stuff? Do you like to go and watch?
Oh, yeah, all of it. I like all of it. There's not much. I like more organic things. You know, I'm very connected to the work world. And in my downtime, I like to be out in nature.
In the work world, though, what is it that you do right now?
It's all about writing and communication.
Yeah. And that, see, because most of your energy is around the spiritual. And that's why, you know, it's almost a tug of war to pull you over into a work kind of, quote, work environment. Yours would be, you are a feely kind of person. You know, you feel into things, feeling how the body responds, feels, how even how the mind thinks about that kind of thing. So you're heavy spiritual energy. So nature and organic things are very much more natural for you. So for a career, am I on that so far? You feel into stuff. You use your, and when I mean feeling, kind of cosmic.
Yeah, pardon? I like everything organic. You know, I'm not a TV person. I'm not a movie. You know, I'll occasionally watch all that stuff, but I'm more into the outdoors and just, you know, just recharging my batteries any way I can outside. You know, watching the sky or, you know, I'm pretty easy to please when it comes to Mother Nature.
Yeah, that's why a regular job, it was very hard to try to fit you into something like that. I see you just like you said, the nature. If you could work in a park, you know, outside, I don't know how financially rewarding you could find something, but yeah, outdoors in a park. I spoke to a police officer. His job was in a car in a park. And it was a huge park. So, yeah, wow. Gardening would be very, very rewarding for you. Your hands in the dirt, in nature. You are very, very spiritual. See, that spiritual nature type person. What else could you do? I see you more in nature than water, but even water would be organic for you. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Again, I don't know how rewarding that is financially, but as far as nature,
yeah,
you fit right in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I like nature in my downtime. I don't like it to try and make a living at it. That's not something. I like what I do for a living. I enjoy that. I was just wondering what you were picking up as far as anything new coming in the work energy.
And so you're a writer. Is that what you do mostly? What do you do for your living?
I'm in communications.
And what does that mean, communication?
Speaking, organizing, social services.
Organizing and social services, communications. Have you done any events planning?
Always. From the time I was little, putting on, inviting people to birthday parties. I think we all have, I guess what my question is, I don't know if you can see this, if there are any changes, like in the work energy, if there's anything new coming up or that type of thing.
What I was feeling into was events planning. When I say events planning, I'm talking about on a larger scale, not necessarily baseball. I mean the birthday events, but which they can be. But that's kind of what I see. I don't see maybe promotion, but this is an area that I see that you can move into easily if you're interested. And it is, it's called events planning, where, and even jobs have people that coordinate events. And it seems like there'll be something that you'd be very good at, communicating with people on that level, setting up affairs, whether they are, some company even have, you could plan dinners, elaborate dinners, cruises, events like outings for companies, picnics, but just that kind of thing you would be good at because you have that kind of a DNA. I don't know if you'd be interested in doing something like that.
Well, I can certainly meditate on it.
Have you ever considered that? Have you ever, how do you feel when you're coordinating events, things like that?
I like it. I never say no to anything as far as, putting up obstacles. I if that's something that I would put a block on, I would consider it.
You said you do like it? You like planning events?
I'm a planner. Definitely.
Yeah. You have a planning and coordinating type energy. And if you would just capitalize on that, not only that, it would give you an opportunity to do a lot more things that you enjoy doing. You would be attending the events as well. And it would just fit for you to get an opportunity to plan it, coordinate it, watch it come together, which the creative side of you enjoys so much, and attend the events, which you also like. I think that would be very fitting, very fitting. The more I look at you, the more I see, around that. So what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a no person. I always look at things, with a positive eye. But I want to thank you for your time. Thank you.
You are quite welcome. Enjoy your research.
I thank everyone. This is Psychic Jethro, and thank you, Lady Palmer. We're going to take just a few minutes here and talk with Lady Palmer. So those of you who are tuning in today, we have a couple more calls, and hang on, because this is Psychics Gone Wild. Lady Palmer, would you please let everyone know out there, we've got quite a few in the room, and they're asking how to get contact. How would they get a reading by you?
They could contact me at 216-978-3775, or they could send me an email at Lady, L-A-D-Y, Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, at live, L-I-V-E, .com. Lady Palmer at live, .com.
Great. And one of the things that we've had here, we've had quite a bit of different parts of different ones coming in and asking us. One of the really excellent things is any of you who are tuning in to the other shows, we welcome and we like, and we welcome you to get a hold of us at psychicjethro@aol.com with any of your comments. I was really happy and fortunate to get back, and I had some people write me today that said you were listening to iTunes, so tonight you'll be listening to us. You can always call at 773-897-6461. I would suggest hang on to that number today. We're pretty full. And we are doing hour shows except for weekends, which are 2 hours. And we'll have Casey Kelly and her cards will be back. We've also got some really positive and other people coming in. We've got Patty Negri that's going to be on Sunday here. And those of you who are hanging on, I'm going to do just a minute here of music and see if we can clear up a little bit of it. So just hang on for a minute and see if we can get these airwaves a little more cleaner. We seem to be getting that up cleared. This is Psychic Jethro. We're back real quick here. I'm working on just a little bit. And I apologize to those today. Sometimes the phones do this, and I think it's the sun flares. We've got Lady Palmer on, giving us some very excellent intuitive readings, some very positive output. Those of you who've already got a hold of us today know that, you know, the 773 number is being a little wild. We're trying to get it better. And 253, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
How are you, Becky?
I'm great.
Good. Well, how can we help you today? What can we do for you? Becky, are you there? Hello, hello. Having a look?
I apologize, 951. We lost Becky. Becky, your phone went and it dropped me too. So it's just one of those days with the phone. 951.
Hello. Hi, this is Natasha. How are you?
Good.
Hi, good. How are you doing, Natasha?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to see if you can look and see what you see for my love life, please.
Wow. Natasha, do you have a son?
Do I have a son? Yes, I do.
Okay. How old is he?
I have a 10. My youngest is 10. Well, 9. He's 9. Yeah.
Okay. That's your youngest, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he your only son, are you saying?
No, I have 2 other ones, but they're older adults. They're 20 and 19.
Yeah, there is your younger son. He has an energy that is kind of unsure of someone else coming into your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
I said, okay. No, I was just listening to you.
He holds an energy there that wants his mama right now all to himself. Just about it. He's trying to get to know you. But trying to get to understand you is a better term. He's a boy, you know, he's that yin and yang energy, so he's trying to get to know you. He's very dear to him. He's crazy about you. And he's just trying to get close. He's trying to get in, figure it out. What makes you tick? What makes you happy? What makes you smile? What makes you, why do you think the way you do? Just figuring you out, getting to understand you as a female, as his mother. Well, he doesn't really want some energy right now. Let me check in with you. Where are we with that? Give me feedback on that.
He's super close to me. I would agree with you. He's definitely a mama's boy.
Oh, yeah. And he loves you dearly. He really does. He not only loves you, he respects you. He honors you. That's huge. You guys have a good respectful relationship, a good relationship. And what he's doing right now, Natasha, is he's developing his protector skills for you right now. That's where he is. He's in the stage of his life where he's learning how to protect you, look out for you, do the guy thing. The guy, so that as he grows older and the more mature, he's in position already.
Oh, that's kind of neat. That's nice to see.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So that, and what he's doing also, oh, this is really sweet. He's a good kid. He's a sweet kid. Is he not, Natasha?
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. As sweet as he can be. Yes, he is.
He really is. He's just got a good energy, a good mother energy, too. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do, what he's doing. He is spiritually, he's positioning himself so that as relationship enters into your life, he can have an open relationship, open dialogue, open conversation, and that he's plugged in and he's a part of it. He's positioning himself to be that. And so that's why he's figuring you out now. He's coming to understand who you are, how you function, what makes you smile, what makes you laugh. And so that when someone enters into your relationship, a guy, he as a guy has open communication, open dialogue. He's not trying to block. He's not trying to be in a place where he'll block. He is just trying to be in a place where he's open and receptive and receiving and understanding and knowing. And again, and he'll be connected with you. He'll share your energy. Oh, yeah. That's really nice. Really nice.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah.
Wow. He's smart, too. He's smart beyond... because I knew he was, I was going to say between 10 and 12 and maybe even 13. That's his energy. So he's a little, he's smart a little beyond 10.
Yeah.
That's nice. You have a blessing there. So,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So the guy, wow. Oh, what's I'm just going to call him your son now. So your son has something to do with when he comes. And because, again, he's mature enough and he's a leader enough to have positioned himself to make sure that he has some say in who comes into your life and even when he comes. So if your son declares in himself, whether he knows that this is all his energy, if he declares with himself he's not quite ready for somebody to come in, then he does have some say because he's gained that place in your space and your energy. He did it himself. That's so cool. It's so cool.
Oh, wow.
Say that again, honey.
I say, yeah, that is interesting.
So let me see. But and the good news on that is that your son is moving right along. You know, he's moving right along. With it. He's not trying to block anything or hold anything up. So he just want to be in the right space. So that, and therefore, Natasha, it's good for everybody. It's good for him. It's good for you. It's good for
right.
the guy that comes along. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That's something like a big brother would do. You know what I mean? That is so cool.
Right.
So cool. Yeah. So since your son is moving right along with it, he's already made progress. He's made a lot of progress in that positioning himself. It won't be very long. It won't be long. Space of time.
Hello. Obviously, today we've had just a lot of intense on there. Lady Palmer, please get back. Tasha, you've called in before. You know our number. Please contact and let us know. We're going to wait here just a few more minutes with it. We've had quite a few other put off. We've had two others. We know that Becky tried in. She missed and was letting us know in the chat room. I also had 303. You got kicked off. And 970-719. And so we're going to kind of finish this out with a little bit of Psychic Jethro, letting everyone know as we're waiting for Lady Palmer to kind of come back and a couple of the other ones. We welcome everybody that calls into the show, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. Sometimes when this is happening, we found out it's been sun flares, and we found out that it's been the other intent. And I think with the angels and the guides that are happening here, we also are really putting out a lot of energy. So someone had told me that when you're putting out white energy like this, you pretty much are going to be getting a lot of other activity. And so those of you who called in, I want to thank you. I welcome last night. I had Journey into the Light. I'm on there. I'm on there next week, and I will keep it attentive because, you know, we had a change there. I know that everybody was asking for me, and it got a hold of me about the days that we did promote. I will, you know, go on and confirm. I had thought Wednesdays is what I was told, but it looks like, you know, sometimes it does change, and it might be on Thursdays. One of the great things right now, what we got happening, is we're really promoting and putting out those work there. So those of you who've talked to Kelly and had one of those birth card readings, you know, contact and get in again, because we've got a lot of more than just a little bit. You get a pieces of what she gives you. And one of the things I really highly promote and would like to have each and every one of us do is go ahead and get in on Psychics Gone Wild, have that reading, and then get with that person. One of the really fun things that we had the other day is that Lady Palmer is on today. I'm kind of feeling that we're at the last couple minutes of the show. We may not get to have her come back. We're trying to get to at least say hey, and, you know, we welcome her. She did to let everyone know here, you know, how to get in contact with her and get a reading with her. We have had Psychic Celeste at CelestialReadings@Yahoo.com. We have KCBirthCards@gmail.com, PsychicJethro@PsychicJethroAOL.com. And we just, you know, the best and most profitable way for you guys, and I say profitable, is to get in and get one of the deals we've got, because we have one where, you know, you can not only save money, but you can get in with us on do a BTR special, and those specials are running. Join as a member behind ours, and we're going to be giving out and doing a lot more rallies again. We used to give out readings a lot in the chat room. You know, we had a winner last month, and, you know, it's like going on to it, and, you know, as we were going into it, I would like to take ones in the room. I can't do it because I'm by myself, but I thank you guys for writing in, and please let me know if, you know, anything at all possible, if you guys could get a hold of me. You know, Psychic Jethro, I will do a reading for you personally through a phone, or a lot of times I do email ones. I'm doing a special right now. If you get on my site at jethrosmith.net, that's JethroSmith.net, and you can get an email reading if you'll send me a recent picture and your most, you know, impertinent questions. Those, I'm really giving you a discount if you get on and do that, because normally what they're sold for and do, if you send me and say I'm a Blog Talk listener and I listen to Psychics Gone Wild, I will do that email reading for you. I really thank everybody who's contacted and been getting a hold of us. We are changing again and working on some later times because we've got some other people that are going to be coming on and helping. Today you guys listened in and got to hear Lady Palmer. You'll be listening in and hearing some different positive psychics and going. And here's our music already, so we're down to the last minute and a half before we the show ends. So I want to thank everybody that's called in. Remember, hang on to that 773-897-6461 number, because we will get it up and get it working. We're at 90 seconds, and what we're going to do on Psychics Gone Wild is we're going to help everyone. We've done these hour shows. I'm pretty much here by myself, so I am welcoming those of you who need to tune in. Make sure you get a hold of us on Sunday, June 10th. We won't be taking calls, but you really want to listen in, because we'll have Patty Negri off of the television and off a great chef. She's also a very positive channeler, worker with the white energy. You know, she discussed last time about bringing in Marilyn Monroe. She's also had a very positive experience. Those of you who've watched on TV, Best American Psychic. Those of you who know, I'm also a Best American Psychic. We've had the top 50 in the world. I am included in that, in the psychics. We have been really promoting and intend to have variety for you guys. So always get a hold of us, and you know, you never know when that next experience will be, that psychic that comes in. And so we're encouraging those of you who have been making contact on the show to follow along and join in the contest. Lady Rango will be back on, and she's giving away two raffles, one for a man and one for a woman. All you have to do is contact her and say you listened to Psychics Gone Wild on the show of hers. You know, those of you who listened to that show, remember it was on there with the boutique. And, you know, thank you and have a blessed day.